Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, we thank you for your love, your presence, your grace, your mercies, your power in our lives. Thank you for all the good things you have released into our lives. Thank you, Lord, for victories you have given to us on every side. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for impossible things you have made possible in our lives. Thank you, Father. We thank you for controlling the affairs of our lives to agree with your will and desires. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for making it difficult for the enemy to overcome us. They tried their best, but they failed because you stood by us to defend us, to protect us, and to rescue us. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for peace that fills our hearts and minds. Thank you for joy that is rooted in our hearts and minds. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We are so grateful, Lord, for great things you have in store for us. We know without a doubt that you have prepared great things for us, marvelous things, mighty things. Thank you, Father. We thank you for the answers we already have now for our prayers. And we thank you for all the prayers we have prayed that you will still answer. Thank you, Lord. I ask, Father, that you open your heavens over this meeting right now. We have come to meet with you because we know you are faithful. We know you cannot fail us. Oh Lord, visit us as we pray tonight. Let your glory fall. Let your power fall. Let your name be glorified as we pray. Let your presence produce signs and wonders in this place as we pray. Let your presence produce great victories in this place as we pray. have your way, O Lord. Thank you because we know you will do even more than we have asked. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We're going to sing some worship songs, and after that, we would be praying with prayer points. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, O Lord, O Lord. Have your way in this place. Have your way, Lord, as we pray. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Oh, Lord. Have your way. Thanks, thanks, oh Lord, we give you thanks for all you have done, for all you have done in our lives. We are so glad our souls has found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. We give you all the thanks. 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 Oh Lord. We give you thanks for all you have done in our lives. We are so glad our souls has found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God, Jehovah, you are the Most High, Jehovah. Jehovah, Jehovah, the Most High God, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah, the Most High, Rock of Israel, Jehovah, the Most High God, Mighty Savior, Jehovah, the Most High, Mighty Redeemer, Jehovah, the Most High God, Alpha and Omega, Jehovah, the Most High, I am that I am, Jehovah, the Most High God, Jehovah, Jehovah, the Most High, Jehovah, Jehovah, the Most High God. There is none like you. There is none like you, Lord. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I have searched through all eternity long and found there is none like you. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not, as thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not, as thou hast been, thou forever will be. Yes, Lord, great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning new mercies I see. All I have needed, all I have needed, thy ears hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Oh, great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy ears hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. We praise you. We praise you, O Lord. We praise you. We praise you, O Lord, in my life. I see what you're doing one more time. I lift my voice in praise of your name. I lift my voice in praise of your name. I praise you, Lord. I praise you. I praise you, oh Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you. I praise you, oh Lord, in my life. I see what you're doing. One more time, I lift my voice in praise of your name. I lift my voice in praise of your name. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you, King of glory. We worship you, God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you, Lord of hosts, we worship you. You reign, 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 you reign. You reign, God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. 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 Yahweh, we praise your name. We praise your name, Jehovah. We praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name, Jehovah. We praise you. Hallelujah. Begin to worship him. Magnify him, glorify him, exalt him, worship his majesty, worship his majesty. He's higher than all, mightier than all, wiser than all, greater than all, stronger than all, bigger than all. He is the Most High. Worship him. There is no searching of his understanding. There is no searching of all the depths that are in him. He is too much to count, too much to understand. He is the Almighty God. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Praise him. Praise him. King of glory, we worship you. I praise you, Lord, for there is none like you. Thank you for everything you have done. Thank you for the things you are doing right now. Thank you for greater things you will do. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you have freely given unto us. Thank you for your strength that cannot be broken. Thank you, Father. Blessed Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you, Jesus. We can trust you because you're faithful. We can hold on to your word because you do not fail. We worship you, Father. You make impossible things possible. We worship you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name. We have given him praise and thanks and worship. You're going to thank God with this prayer. You're going to say, thank you, Lord. and help me in the name of Jesus. Step into my situation and help me in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, my trust is in you. Oh Lord, I look up to you. Oh Lord, I cry unto you. Step into my situation and help me. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make me unconquerable by the forces of darkness. Make me invincible. To be invincible means you are too difficult to be conquered. It means every attempt to conquer you keep on failing. Every attempt of the enemy, every attempt of the forces of hell, forces of darkness, to overcome you keep on failing. That is what it means to be invincible. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, make me invincible to all the forces attacking me. Make me invincible. Make me invincible. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Make me invincible in the name of Jesus. Make me unconquerable in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Oh Lord, make me invincible. Make me invincible. Make me invincible. Continue to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, make it too difficult for my enemies to overcome me. Make it too difficult for my enemies to overcome me. Make it too difficult for my enemies to overcome me. In the name of Jesus, make me invincible. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, everything you are showing me at this time make me see them all. You can say, Father, everything you are showing me at this time, everything you are telling me at this time, make me hear them all. Everything you're saying to me at this time, make me hear them all. Everything you are revealing to me at this time, make me see them all. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Make me see them all. 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 In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Make me see them all. Make me see them all. Everything you are showing me at this time. Oh Lord, make me see them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to learn your will. Help me to learn your will in everything. Your will in everything. Your will in every situation. Help me to learn your will. Help me to know your will in everything. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. It's the same with your purpose in everything. Your purpose for everything. Everything going on in my life. Help me to learn your will. Help me to learn your will in everything. Everything happening in my life. Help me to learn your will that is in them. In the name of Jesus, every situation I find myself, oh Lord, help me to learn your will. Help me to learn your will in those situations. In the name of Jesus, help me to know your will in everything. Help me to know your will in everything. Help me to know your will in everything. What you would want me to do in every situation. Help me to know in the name of Jesus how you would want me to react, how you would want me to respond. In every situation, oh Lord, help me to know. In the name of Jesus, help me, oh Lord, to know your will. Help me, oh Lord, to learn your will in everything. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to know your ways. Help me to know your ways in everything. Help me to know your ways in every situation. Help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to know your ways in every situation. Help me to know your ways in everything. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to know your ways. Help me to know your ways, for I know that as I follow your ways, I will prosper. As I follow your ways, I will succeed. As I follow your ways, I will excel. Help me to know your ways in everything. Your ways. In every situation. Help me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are also going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to know your place. In everything. Help me to know your place in every situation. Where you are in everything. Where you are in every situation. Help me to know. Help me to know. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, help me to know your place in everything. Help me to know your place in every situation. Even in the deepest darkness or the thickest darkness, there is somewhere God is. Yeah, in the deepest darkness. There is somewhere God is. Say, oh Lord, help me to know your place in everything, where you are in everything, where you are in everything. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, teach me your own kind of wisdom. You're going to say, Father, teach me your own kind of wisdom. That is able to make me wise able to make me wiser than my age, able to make me wiser than the wisdom of men. Teach me your own kind of wisdom. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, teach me your own kind of wisdom that is able to make me wise in these last days. Your own kind of wisdom that is able to make me wise at such a time like this. Your own kind of wisdom that is able to make me wiser than my enemies, wiser than my age, wiser than my knowledge, wiser than my senses, my intelligence, my intellect. Your own kind of wisdom that cannot be learned in schools. Your own kind of wisdom that cannot be found anywhere on earth. Oh Lord, teach me that kind of wisdom that is able to make me wise. Teach me that kind of wisdom. Teach me that kind of wisdom. Teach me that kind of wisdom. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make me a strong Christian that can't compromise with sin. Make me a strong Christian that can't compromise with darkness. Make me a strong Christian that cannot compromise with the standard of the world, with the ways of the world. Make me that kind of Christian. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. A strong Christian that cannot compromise with the standards of this world. A strong Christian that can't compromise with the ways of this world, with the pleasures of this world, with the sins in this world. Make me that kind of Christian that will stand firm in the truth, that will stand firm in righteousness, that will stand firm in the faith. Make me that kind of Christian in the name of Jesus. A Christian that is not ashamed to stand for the truth in public places. Make me that kind of Christian. A Christian that is not ashamed to stand for purity in public places. Make me that kind of Christian. A Christian that is not ashamed to stand for holiness and the fear of God in public places. Oh Lord, make me that kind of Christian. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You see, if there is something the devil can do to you, and you will immediately break down and sin against God, then you are not yet ready for heaven. If there is something the devil can throw at you and do to you, and immediately you would flare up and react negatively and begin to do contrary to the word of God, then it means you are not ready for heaven. Yeah. It means you are not ready for heaven. And it also means that devil is likely to do that to you. Yeah, since he knows that is your weakness. Yeah, because devil knows our weakness. He knows our weaknesses. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, do not let the kingdom of darkness get me. You're going to say, Father, do not let the kingdom of darkness be able to bring me down. Do not let the powers of hell be able to take me out of your kingdom. Make me stronger than all weaknesses. Make me stronger than all weaknesses. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. E hashe shede to Senegala. Mahashtene tishideria. Make me stronger than all weaknesses. Do not let the enemy be able to bring me down. Say, Father, do not let the enemy be able to bring me down. Do not let the enemy be able to bring me down. I believe you're praying. Make me stronger than all weaknesses. In the name of Jesus. Do not let the enemy be able to disconnect me from you. Do not let the powers of hell be able to uproot me from your kingdom. Make me stronger than all weaknesses. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, you need to understand that All of us are not yet confirmed that we would remain forever in the kingdom of God. Yeah, there is what we call instant salvation. And there's another type of salvation that is called complete salvation or eternal salvation. Complete salvation or eternal salvation. Now, the instant salvation, that's the one we have now. But we will be tested. That is why immediately we give our lives to Christ, God did not take us to heaven instantly. Yeah, we are here on earth to be tested, to be proved. Yeah, and it's going to go on for as long as you still remain here on earth. So in every day, we are showing what we really stand for. In every day we spend on earth, we are showing God and heaven and Satan and all the forces of hell who we really stand for. Yeah, because every day us. Every day we spend on earth, we are being tested. We are being proved to really show who we stand for and what we stand for. Is it for the light or for the darkness? So if we fail the test, we cannot have eternal salvation. We will not make heaven. Yeah. And God is no respecter of persons. He is no respecter of persons. He doesn't care who you are. He doesn't care who you are. So you're going to pray. What I mean by doesn't care who you are is that you can't be above a standard. No matter who you are, you can't be greater than His word. So if you don't fall in line with His word, you cannot enter into His kingdom. Or maybe I should say, you cannot remain in His kingdom if you don't fall in line with His word. Yeah. So no one is greater than the truth. Because even God cannot do anything against the truth. So even God is bound by the truth. So no one is greater than the truth. So we must pass the test. To remain in heaven forever. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, as I journey through each day of my life, do not let me fail the test. Do not let me fail the test. As I journey through each day of my life, do not let me fail the test. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The test that each day brings the test of my love for you, the test of my faith in you, the test of my trust in you, the test of my obedience to your word. Do not let me fail the test. Continue to talk to him like that. Say, oh Lord, please help me. Give me enough grace. Do not let me fail the test. Give me enough grace. Do not let me fail the test. In the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying like that. Give me enough grace. Give me enough grace. Give me enough grace. In the name of Jesus. The test of your love in my heart. The test of my faith in you. The test of my trust in you. The test of my commitment to you and to your work. The test of my faithfulness to you and to your word that each day brings to me. Oh Lord, do not let me fail the test. Abraham was tested, but he did not fail. Even Jesus was tested. He did not fail. Many of the scriptures were tested. The three Hebrews, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were tested, but they did not fail. Daniel was tested. He did not fail. You must not fail. Ask God to help you. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray. In the kingdom of God, you get access of the things you have laid down, the things you have, I don't know how to put it. Yeah, the things you have laid down, you get access of those things. The things you have surrendered to God completely, God is able to give you access of those things. Now, let me give you an example. If God noticed that you are so dead to self, such that there is 0%, 0% pride in your life. That is, no pride in your life. No arrogance in your life. What else? No, self-centeredness in your life. No hunger in your life. I mean 0%, not maybe 10% hunger, 10% pride. I mean 0%. Now, if God notices that you have really laid down all of those things, now the same thing that other people have, and it gives them pride, God will be able to give you so much of those things because He knows that you now have 0% pride. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. The same thing that some people have, and because they have those things, every day they wake up from the bed, they feel on top of the world. They are so prideful, so proud. Yeah, and and because they have those things, they just look down on every other person. Every other person look like hands to their eyes because of those things that they have. Some maybe qualifications, I don't know, or riches or wealth. Yeah. So those things that others have, and it gives them so much pride. God is able to give you excess of those things because He knows you are dead completely to pride. Not those debts that you go and wake up later. You know, we have Christians that the things they claim they have died to, now they have woken up. They are no longer dead to those things. I'm talking about permanent dead to those things. Yeah, so when God realizes that in your life, the way He is going to bless you, you will be shocked. In fact, the way He is going to give you power and authority, you will be shocked. Yeah, because at that time, you now qualify for power, for authority, for dominion. Yeah, because God is now sure that whatever He gives you, you won't regret doing that. Yeah, because whatever He gives you would prosper in your hands and give Him glory. So you are going to pray. What are those things you have not yet laid down? Some people, they worship themselves. They worship their appearance, their look. They are so conscious of how they look. I'm not saying you should not look nice or look decent. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying you should not maybe iron your clothes, take your date, dress decent. I'm not saying you should not do that. But you understand what I'm saying. There are some people, they worship themselves, they are so conscious of their appearance, so conscious of their beauty. I wonder how such people will carry the glory of God. Yeah, because to carry God's glory, you have to be emptied of yourself. Yeah, even your beauty. You also forget about yourself. Yeah. You have to think less about yourself. You have to stop worshiping yourself. Because you did not create yourself. So what are those things you need to lay down to qualify for the blessings God is releasing at this time? What are those things? Some people, they love money so much, and that is why God is not giving them money. Because they love money so much. In fact, they serve money. They worship money. So that is why they will never have money. They might have money through other means, but not the kind of money God gives. God will never give them enough money. Because God knows they serve money. So you are going to pray. What is it you have not yet laid down that has been disqualifying you from receiving blessings from God? You're going to say, Father, help me to lay down everything that is disqualifying me, blocking me from receiving the excessive blessings you have in mind for me, excessive blessings you have in store for me. Oh Lord, help me to lay them down. Help me to lay them down. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. God, I've never changed his ways and principles. Go and read your Bible. Go and read all of God's dealings with man in the Bible. You will see that it is the same. You get excess of the things you have to lay down. You must qualify before you receive blessings. There must be sacrifices before elevation. There must be sacrifice before elevation. Before you get elevated by God. Many people are quick to say, Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are mine. What about the pains of Abraham? The faith of Abraham? The sacrifice of Abraham? They do not claim those ones, but they are quick to say, Abraham's blessings are mine. Or about all those waiting period Abraham had to endure. He waited for years, in faith, expecting the promise. What about Abraham's patience? They would not say, Abraham's patience are mine. They would not say that. They can only say, Abraham's blessings are mine. What about the test? He was tested. God told him to go and kill his only son. And that man already killed that son in his heart. He already killed Isaac in his heart. Because he was going to slaughter him for real before God stopped him. So what about Abraham's sacrifices? We don't claim those ones, but we are quick to say, Abraham's blessings are mine. Talk to God. What are the things You need to lay down to qualify for his blessings. God has never changed his ways. Don't let any man of God deceive you. Don't let any church deceive you. The ways of God has never changed. The principles of God has never changed. Say, oh Lord, help me to lay down everything on the altar for you. Help me to lay down everything. Whatever is still left, I've not laid down for you. Help me to lay them down so that I can qualify for the excessive blessings you have reserved for me. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father, to lay down all where you'll be able to say, I have given up all. I am empty of myself. I live no longer for myself. So when you come to that point, then you are qualified for shocking blessings from heaven. You are going to pray. Do you know that it is witchcraft if you are always angry when God did not allow you to have your way, to have your own way? The same spirit of witchcraft when you get angry because God did not allow you to have your own way. And then you get hungry. That is witchcraft. It's rebellion. Yeah, you're supposed to be happy that God did not let you have your own way. Yeah, in fact, it is love that God stopped you from having your own way. It's because he loves you. There are many people out there. God don't stop them anymore. God already leaves them to themselves. Yeah, so God just let them go anywhere they want to go because God already judged them. He already concluded that they are candidates of hell. Yeah, but if God is coming to you, correcting you, convicting you, stopping you from having your own way, and then you are hungry, that is witchcraft. You're supposed to be happy. Because if you continue to have your own way, it's destruction. Yeah, it will lead to eternal damnation. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I no longer want to have my own way. Have your way in my life. Completely. You're going to say, Father, I no longer want to have my own way. Have your way in my life completely. Have your way in my life. Have of your way in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Nehashi shede tegeria. Nehate tende bashi sasilia. Have your way in my life. Have your way in my emotions. Have your way in my feelings. Have your way in my body, in my soul, in my spirit. Have your way, O Lord. Have your way, O Lord. I do not want to have my way. I don't want to continue in having my own way. O Lord, please have your own way completely in my life. In the name of Jesus, please have your own way in my life, in my actions, in my lifestyle, in my dressings. Some Christians, they don't let God have his way in the way they dress. They know that the way they dress is wrong. Many Christian sisters, they know that the way they dress is wrong. But they would not let God have his way in their dressing. That is witchcraft. Say, Father, have your way completely in my life. Have your way completely in my life. I do not want to have my own way. I no longer want to have my own way. Have your way completely in my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray that the Lord deliver you from fear of the enemy. Fear of the enemy. Fear of the enemy. You're going to say, Father, deliver my spirit, soul, and body from the bondage of fear of the enemy. Up to now, some Christians still don't believe they are stronger than Satan. They still don't want to believe that they are stronger than witches and wizards, that they are stronger than principalities and powers. They still just don't want to believe that. Then how will you go far in life if you are still afraid of the enemy? How can you go far in life? Because the enemy will always stop you. Since you fear them, they will rule over you because you fear them. That's the truth. You're going to say, Father, deliver my spirit, soul, and body from the bondage of the fear of the enemy. Deliver me now. Deliver me now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Yesterday, had tested Sony Haglia. Mahashi Genegedia. The Tomba has Sandastella. The Shigenet Hersesania. Mahashi Janata. The Dehashten Hersus Senegal. Deliver my spirit, my soul, my body from the bondage of the fear of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, deliver my spirit, my soul, my body from the bondage of the fear of the enemy. Oh Lord, deliver my spirit and my soul and my body from the bondage of the fear of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Where's the praying? We're going to pray against the spirit of procrastination. Procrastination. That is the spirit that makes you to shift forward or postpone actions that you need to take right now. Things that you know by the will of God that you should do it right now. Right now, but you keep postponing. I'll do it later. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it next week. That spirit is a spirit of limitation. It's a great limitation. You're going to say, Father, deliver me from every spirit of procrastination that have brought great limitation on my life and destiny. Deliver me now. Deliver me now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Deliver me, Father. Deliver me, Father. Deliver me, Father, from every spirit of procrastination that has brought great limitation on my calling and destiny. Deliver me now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of procrastination that will not let me take the actions that will move my life forward. Every spirit of procrastination that will not let me make decisions that would move my life, calling, and destiny forward. Oh Lord, deliver me now from that spirit. Deliver me from that spirit. Deliver me from that spirit. Deliver me from that spirit. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, saturate my spirit with fire of the Holy Ghost to pray fervently to the point of breakthrough. To pray fervently to the point of breakthrough. I used an illustration some time ago. I said boiling point of water. You know, when you put water on fire, and then the water keeps getting heated up, it will come to a point that the water begins to boil, and then we call it the boiling point. Yeah, they said the boiling point of water is 100 degrees Celsius. That's the boiling point of water. Yeah, and I used an illustration to, in that article that I published, I used the illustration to mean, or to also refer to prayer as an exercise that has its own highest point or power point. I called it power point. Yeah, so there's a point you will pray. There's a point you will reach in prayer. Let me put it that way. And when you reach that point in prayer, instantly your chains will just break. The chains of slavery on your legs, on your hands, on your necks, they will just break. Sometimes you might even hear it physically as they break. I mean, yeah, as they break. The sicknesses in your body will just disappear when you pray to that point. And when you have prayed to that point, your problems will just vanish. And sometimes you will sense the victory in your spirit. And you will know without a doubt that you have won, that you have prevailed. Yeah. The painful thing is that many Christians don't always pray to that point. Don't always pray to the power point. So if you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, saturate my spirit with fire of the Holy Ghost to pray fervently to the point of breakthrough, to the point of victory, to the point of great results. Saturate my spirit now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Saturate my spirit. Saturate my body. Saturate my soul. Saturate my spirit. Saturate my body. Saturate my soul. I believe you're still praying. Saturate my spirit, soul, and body with fire to pray fervently to the point of breakthroughs. To pray fervently to the point of victory, to the point of divine encounters, to the point of divine revelations, to the point of divine visitations, to the point of deliverance, to the point of healings, to the point of transformation, to the point of restoration. Saturate my spirit with fire. Now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive fire. To bring down giants of darkness that are standing at the gates of my breakthroughs, at the gates to my breakthroughs. You're going to say, I receive fire. To bring down giants of darkness standing at the gates to my breakthroughs. I receive fire right now. Begin to pray like that. Say, I receive fire. I receive power. I receive authority to bring down giants of darkness. Standing at the gates to my breakthroughs, I receive fire. I receive fire. I receive fire in the name of Jesus. The hashtag Tehosasala, Dijonete Hande Dibala, Mahasu Shande Tashtegalia, Meherote Shizande Gadishta. Right now, fire. Power, fire, power, fire, authority to bring down giants of darkness. Standing at the gates to my breakthrough, I receive fire to bring them down, to slaughter them, to consume them. To destroy them, to slay them. I receive power to slay them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray when you're fasting. Your focus should not be on time. Yeah, because we have Christians that will keep checking time when they are fasting. Yeah. They will keep checking time. Let the time reach and let me just go and break. After all, I've finished praying all the prayer points. I've finished doing the instruction. Then let the time just reach. Then I'll go and break. I'll go and heat. That is wrong in fasting. Your focus should not be on time. Your focus should not also be on your stomach. Yeah. Your focus should be on the Lord, on His throne. That is how to fast. Yeah, not that you keep checking time. Why is the time so slow today? Why is it not yet time for me to heat? That is not how to fast. If you have been doing that, You have been making your fasting ineffective. Because that is not how to fast. So your focus must not be on time. Your focus must not be on your stomach. Your focus must be on the Lord. Yeah, the more you feel the hunger, the more you should convert that hunger to focus on the Lord. Yeah, the more you feel hunger, the more you should set your eyes on the Lord, because you know what you want. You want divine touch, you want divine visitation, you want divine impartation, you want divine transformation, you want victories in your life, you want deliverance, healings, breakthroughs. Then your focus should be on what you want from the Lord, not on your stomach. You know that there was a time I was doing 7 days. 7 days dry fasting. And it got to a point. Devil was trying to make my mind focus on my stomach, focus on food. Yeah, and then suddenly I came to my senses. And I began to think, and I began to speak to myself. I said, all these years I have been eating and drinking. What have changed in my life? Yeah, I was talking to myself. All these years I've been eating, drinking. What have changed? Yeah, have I really seen or have I really witnessed a significant change and transformation in my life? So why should I be thinking on eating and drinking at this time that I want something to change? At this time that I want a great shift to happen in my life? Why should it be this time I would be thinking of food and water? Yeah. So when I spoke those words to myself, somehow I just got strong. Yeah. I said, no, I'm not giving up. I must complete this journey because I know what I want, and I must get what I want from the Lord. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of darkness assigned to distract my focus in this fasting season. You're going to say, I bind every spirit of darkness assigned to distract my focus and attention in this fasting season. I bind you now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of darkness assigned to shift my focus from the Lord and from my expectations from the Lord, to taking time to checking my stomach, I bind that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying. What I'm saying is real. It's real. I believe it's happening to some of you. These things I'm saying, you must not be distracted. In this fasting, every hour counts. Every day counts. You must not be distracted. every minute counts. Say, I bind every spirit of darkness aside to distract me, to distract my focus in this fasting season. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume every serpentine spirit assigned to attack my health. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume every serpentine spirit assigned to attack my health with sickness and diseases. Consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume every serpentine spirit assigned to attack my health, assigned to attack certain organs of my body. Consume them now in the name of Jesus. Consume them. Consume them. Consume them. Now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Consume them. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray four more prayer points and then I will be praying for you. You're going to pray. It is possible for you to have the same atmosphere that is in heaven in your life, in your environment. It is possible. Jesus walked in the environment of heaven. On earth, and so were the apostles. Yeah, history told us how the faces of the apostles usually glows. Though we saw a verse in the Bible. But it did not only happen to that man. We saw in the Bible about concerning Stephen in the Bible. We saw how his face began to glow like the face of an angel. Yeah. But we learned from history that similar thing was common in the days of the apostles, in the early church. That's many of their faces. I mean, the faces of many of them usually glow like the face of angels. So those people, they walked in the atmosphere of heaven on earth. We saw how Jesus even transfigured physically. This is not in a dream, you know. That was not in a dream or in a vision. It happened physically. When Jesus took Peter, James, and John to the mountain, Jesus transfigured before their eyes. The Bible says his clothes suddenly turned white. So white, it was whiter than snow. And he began to talk to some beings from heaven. And so we can have the same atmosphere in heaven, on earth, if you hunger for it. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me the same atmosphere in your presence in heaven, right here on earth. Give me the same presence, the same atmosphere, the same glory that is with you in heaven, right here on earth. Open your mouth and pray. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, give me the same atmosphere, the same glory, the same presence that is with you in heaven, that is with your throne in heaven, right here on earth. In the name of Jesus, change the atmosphere of my life to become the same with the atmosphere in your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, give me that atmosphere. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have three more prayer points. Now, if you look at that verse in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, Acts chapter 10, verse 38, you know, it says how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. That latter part of the verse that says, for God was with him. That is the secret behind all the miracles Jesus performed. So there's an atmosphere that follows him everywhere he goes. There's a presence that follows. because of him. And because of that presence, it becomes so easy for any miracle, any wonder to happen. Any miracle. And the same presence followed the apostles. The same presence can follow you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put on my life, put on me your heavenly presence that easily produce wonders. Your heavenly presence that easily produce victories. Your heavenly presence that easily produce miracles. Oh Lord, put that presence on me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray. Put on me your heavenly presence. Your heavenly presence. Put on my life. Put on my body. Put on my soul. Put on my spirit your heavenly presence that effortlessly produce signs and wonders, effortlessly produce miracles, produce victories, produce deliverance, breakthroughs. Oh Lord, put me in that presence. And put that presence on me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Put me in that presence. Your heavenly presence. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You see, there's a law that governs the realm of the spirit. There are places in God's realm that God will not let you reach if you are not willing to obey the laws that govern those realms. You can never function in those realms. Yeah, because there are laws that govern the realm of the spirit. Recently, the Lord was telling me some things about the faith of Christians. He said many Christians that claim that they have faith don't really have faith. He said they don't have faith. And he said something. He said, if you have faith that you will not doubt, what he meant is that, you know, it's easy for you to have faith in this prayer session because of the presence of God that is here. Yeah. It's easy for many of you to have faith. But what about after this prayer session? When you're on your own, do you still have the same faith? So he said there will not be a fragment of doubt in the mind of anyone that have faith. Yeah, he said that person will not doubt at all. I mean, he or she will not doubt at all. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Not that you don't doubt now, and then in few hours later and then you say, "Oh, how will this thing even happen? Is it really possible it happens like this? How can I be sure this thing will happen?" It means you don't have faith. For you to doubt later, maybe after some hours or some days, for you to doubt later means you did not have faith in the first place. I'm telling you God's definition of faith, what he told me recently, is that for you to doubt maybe some hours later after you have exercised faith, or some days later, means you never had faith. It means you never had faith. So he said, those that have faith will never doubt. That doubt is absent in their minds. Yeah. So he said only those people can have access to some of his realms. Yeah. I mean realms where miracles happen. So you're going to pray. There are laws that govern the realms of the spirit. Yeah. If God knows that you will doubt later, he can't put you in those realms. You're going to pray, you're going to say, "Father, help me. Help me to know you to the point where my feet will never doubt. Never doubt. Say, Father, help me to know you to the point where my feet never doubt." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. I don't know if you understand what we are saying in this meeting. Pray if you understand. Say, "Oh Lord, help me to know you to that point." It takes knowledge of God to get to that point. Say, "Father, help me. Help me to know you to the point where my faith can no longer doubt. Help me, Father." Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point you're going to pray. You're going to say, "Father, help me to be conscious of the words that flows out out of my mouth. Help me not to say things that will abort my testimonies. God, some Christians, they are the ones that aborted their testimonies with the words of their mouth. I mean the negative words, the improper words that flew, that came out of their mouths, terminated the answers to their prayers. So you're going to say, Father, help me to be conscious of the words that comes out of my mouth so that I will not abort my testimonies. Help me not to say words that will abort my testimonies, that will abort the answers to my prayers. Open your mouth and pray like that. It is better you keep quiet and say nothing than say something that will terminate what the angels are about to release into your life. Say, Father, help me. Help me to be conscious of the words that flows out of my mouth. Help me not to say words that would terminate the answers to my prayers. Help me, Father, to say words that agrees with faith. Words that agrees with faith. Help me to say only those words in the name of Jesus. Help me not to utter words that Satan will use against the answers to my prayers. Help me not to utter words that corrupt God's presence. Help me not to utter words that chases away God's presence, that weakens God's power. Help me not to utter such words in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to pray for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray. Father, we are so grateful for this hour of prayer. Thank you for everything you have done in our lives. Thank you for the grace you have placed on our lives. Thank you for your strength and power that is producing victories in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, thank you for your presence in the environment your people are staying. Thank you for your presence in their prayer rooms and prayer altars. Thank you, Lord, for the wonders you have already begun in their lives and situations. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that no one who have joined in this prayer meeting will go back empty-handed. I ask, Father, that you release into every life great blessings, great blessings. Even right now, as I speak, release into every life here great blessings in Jesus' name. Let your fire in your people increase right now. In the name of Jesus, let your strength in your people increase right now. In the name of Jesus, let your glory on your people multiply right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that you shall pray to the point of breakthrough. All those lying voices, discouraging voices that want you to slow down your prayers, I bind them right now in the name of Jesus. Receive strength to pray to the point of your victories and transformation. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. As you knock the doors and gates of heaven in this season, they shall open wide for you in the name of Jesus. And you shall possess your possessions by the power of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered.